Jay is a transgendered student entering her junior year. She says she was discriminated against at her high school in D.C., so she moved to Northern Virginia. Jay credits her parents for being supportive when school administrators were not.
The administrators actually took me out of lunch and brought me to the office and told me I needed to change my clothes because they said it was a distraction issue. One of the security officers that I was talking to, he said it was an embarrassment for him that I was wearing a skirt in public. It's just hurtful.
The Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network says more than 82% of sexual minority youngsters report that their teachers rarely or never intervene when homophobic comments are reported to or heard by them. Stephen Goodman, who advises these children and their families, says students must stand up for their right to learn in an atmosphere free of harassment.
Say, you know, I really need some support here because I'm really not able to concentrate on my learning. If you put this in the context of your academics, the school will generally support you.
Goodman says parents of homosexual and transgendered children should encourage them to join groups that accept them and bolster their sense of self-worth. Jamila Bay, WAMU 88.5 News.